Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Long Black Train, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Rescued from Darkness, taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
A long black train coming down the line, beating off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens. Can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Don't you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Father That devil's driving that long black train
of those sins that we've committed. And I'm glad today, here's 45 feet of altar today where you can bring your sins to Him and He will forgive you. If you ask, He said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of what? All unrighteousness today. See, today you can't mix today God's grace and your effort today. You can't mix today God's grace and disgrace. Today, God, once you receive this gift today, you will then understand the joy of being saved. And see, this is where so many Christians are missing the point. Well, I am saved. Oh, really? Well, why is the corners of your mouth drooped down to your kneecaps? If you're saved, bless God, you should be the most joyful people on earth. Amen. This is why we're told to rejoice in the Lord in our salvation. Amen. There should be a spirit of expectant praise unto the Lord over the fact of what God's done for us. God's not sitting by the phone saying, boy, I sure wish they would hurry up and call. You ever waited for a call and man, it just looked like 20 seconds went by and it seemed like 20 hours. Well, let me tell you what, God's not sitting by the phone waiting for you to dial His number. But He did say, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great mighty things which you know not. See, God is sitting on the throne today saying, when are you going to wake up and when are you going to realize how much power and authority that I've given you that you don't have to live like you're living and stay in what you're staying in? When I have made a way for you, you have come out of that. Why are you going back to it? You have been delivered by the power of God. This way today, let me tell you what, this is the demonstration of the grace of God. We've been loved. Therefore, we do what? We love others today as God has loved us. Love today will transition you today. And I'm glad He'll take you from being a sinner into salvation. I'm glad His love will break the very yokes of addiction. I'm glad today His love will heal the wounds of emotional scars. I'm glad His love will turn loose today everything that's got you bound up. I'm glad that He today, because of His grace and His love, He can turn the lost into the found. Those who are in darkness into the light. Those in degradation of sin into being a child of God. Love will lift your burdens what nobody else could lift. Love today will bring family members back together and restore joy in your home. That's the love of God. And the reason that you're not having the joy is because you've excluded the love of God. Amen. So God's love, it can do wonderful things. Y'all going to get excited now, aren't you? Love, God's love can do wonderful things. Oh, come on, preacher. We're not in love month yet. I'm not conditioned today by the flip of the calendar of the month or the day or whatever. I'm conditioned today by the presence and the power of a mighty God. Amen. God's love can do wonderful things. It will lift you up when you're down. It will bring you in when you're out. It will encourage your heart. It will strengthen you. Where you had a frown, it'll put a smile on your face. It'll put the joy bell sounding, resounding in your soul that you just cannot be quiet about this one named Jesus today. Love will cause you today, listen, it will cause the blind to see. It will cause the lost to be saved. And thank God it's all by the grace of God. Amen. As I close this morning, listen. When we didn't deserve the love of God, God used His grace to love us. And folks, we are now to take His love and grace and extend it to others. Not only have we been rescued from darkness, we're now reaching out to others who are in darkness that they too today can be rescued. See, this is not only a house of mercy. This is a house of rescue. Amen. And when you apply the mercy, when you apply today the mercy of God, then you become a house of rescue. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Snatch them. Hallelujah. Change them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The time has come that we have to drop our agendas, and we've got to embrace the agenda of God that is contained in the pages of His precious black back book called the Holy Bible. Amen. We need to let God know today that we love Him. And we need to let the world know today that Jesus is the only answer. Amen. Glory. Now back to Paul's word and I'm through. For the past couple of weeks, I've been pushing the fact of God's kingdom. And if you notice Paul's words in verse 13, 14, I think I already pointed them out to you, but he said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us up into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So the transference today of the believer today from Satan's authority to Christ's authority is a transfer of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear light. So in Christ's kingdom, we find basically three things that are so important. One, we find adequacy. Hallelujah. In His kingdom, He is adequate to take care of us. Amen. Not only do we find adequacy today, but we find authority. Hallelujah. Amen. I have no authority, but the authority that is within me is greater than the authority in this world. See, it's not my authority. It's His authority in me. And so I can then act on His authority to live today and to be the person that God's called me to be. And not only to give us adequacy, not only to give us today authority, but then He gives us what we call ability. So when you're saying, well, I just don't think I can do that, God said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And when you take today adequacy and authority and ability today, you can live victoriously over and above today the invisible power of darkness. Amen. Stop living down and out when you've been seated together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Stop living the world and what the world is telling you to live, and those are the priorities and those are the values. No, there is a greater value, and that's Jesus in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I've closed three times. I think I'll do it now. But kingdom living recognizes today, and it's recognized and recognizable when we live and love as kingdom citizens. If you are belonging to the kingdom of God, then bless God, live like it. Amen. Secondly, we practice the authority of Jesus' name to move the kingdom forward, to grow the kingdom of God by winning souls to Jesus Christ. We serve with prayer against the dark powers that are controlling the world. Let me tell you what, there is a very pervasive dark cloud that's hanging over just not America, but over the entire globe. God can bring down anything that quick. But what He wants the church to do is to rise up and recognize who He is. Because if we don't recognize who He is, we can't bring nothing down. It's all through Him and His power and His authority. And fourthly, we develop holiness of heart that manifests itself in our character. See, today, your character reflects who you are and who you are not. So if you name the name, then live the name. Amen. You can understand kingdom living today is not about a theological concept today. It's a reality for those who by faith accept the principles of God's Word. Amen. And today we've got to ask ourselves a question. Are we in the kingdom of God? Have we given Christ our heart and our life and our soul? Have you been rescued by Jesus? Are there habits and are there practices and things in your life today that you need to be rescued from?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.